If it started out a little questionable, help yourself to some information that hopefully will help set the tone for your good day. I'm Doug Stephan Dudley with Richard McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here. Roberta
is gone wet for the rest of the week, is she, right?
Yes, she's in New Orleans.
She's taking a day off because it's Administrative Professionals Day.
That's right. Where are
my
flowers?
How many people do that? Your flowers?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're not my administrative assistant. Speak to your father about that.
I'm somebody's.
Really? The idea today is to treat your administrative support team to a lunch cruise or something other, some other thing that's appropriate to have a relaxing day. The administrative support team needs to have a relaxing day. Good for you. Nice. Sweet. Wonderful. I think that you ought to take your administrative staff to Eastleigh Farm, have an ice cream cone, and watch the cows be milked. How about that for an idea? I have to travel a little, some of you. Supreme Court in the news today because of the Michigan affirmative action ban being upheld. It's about voting. Said that any number of times. Another Supreme Court initiative is going to be discussed in a few minutes with a gentleman named Edwin Marger, who is a lawyer. His focus on the NSA and how to get at them and their surveillance activities is a pretty interesting stuff that you ought to know about, so we'll talk with him about that. Our poll today at DougStephan.com focuses on the airliner. Actually, yesterday and today, our focus has been on the airliner. Our poll today, do you think they're searching in the right place for Malaysian Airline Flight 370? A, yes, only a matter of time now before they find it. B, yes, but I think the ocean is too deep and they'll never find it. C, no, I think it's on the ground somewhere. D, I don't know, I haven't been following the story. E, I don't know, I think there are a lot of things they just are not telling us. Poll yesterday asked whether you're following the search still. And let's see how that shook out. 25% of you said I lost interest in it a while ago. 24% of you who responded at DougStephan.com said I'll only be interested if they actually find something. 23% said I look for an update every day or two. 15% said I was interested at first, but not so much now. 13% said, yes, I can't get enough of it. Earlier in the day, the lady who is sort of spearheading the coordinated effort to get information out of the Malaysian government, which owns the airline. Her name is Sarah Bajak. She was talking about how the essence of the crazy way the government, for example, suggested it would issue death certificates for people so they could get monetary compensation. Meanwhile, there are all kinds of rumors floating around, if you'll pardon the pun, that there are chunks of the plane that are washed ashore near Perth, Australia, and they're testing that out. There are people who say they've seen it on the ground in Diego Garcia, and it just goes on and on and on and on. Ms. Bajak told us on the program that she thought the plane was on the ground somewhere. That was what her gut told her, heart of hearts. But there's a lot of despair here, and it seems unnecessary. So that's the play on the airplane. As far as other things are concerned that are going on today, the continuing saga, yet again, kind of the same sort of government malfeasance when it comes to the sinking of that South Korean ferry. The authorities said the first call of distress came from a boy on board. He called a local emergency number about 3 minutes after the ship made its turn, and it said, quote, save us, we're on a ship and it's sinking. The ferry sank last week. Most of the high schoolers who were on it drowned. Toll of death, 108, with 194 still missing. But the same sort of thing, the sort of government, as much as we say what we do about our government and Western governments, this sort of thing, I mean, they tried at first to almost cover up the captain being the first person on the boats to get off the boat. And then it became obvious that people were very upset about that. So then they arrest him and they arrest the rest of the members of the crew. If nobody had complained about this guy being the first person off the boat, I don't think he ever would have been arrested. I just don't think that's the way they think over there. So at any rate, there is a lot of interest in that. frankly. There is interest in other things. Kenny, who's monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day, I haven't asked you for a general potpourri of comments. We certainly have talked about the Michigan case, the Supreme Court case, but what else is going on there? How have we stirred the juices of people who listen and want to comment? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day.
Lots of comments about the missing Malaysian plane. Lily says, I say the Malaysians have forfeited their right to the black box should it be found due to their total failure to conduct an honest and timely investigation.
Probably wouldn't get a lot of argument from a lot of the people in the
family. They're incapable of.
Yeah, they are. They don't know.
Of a real investigation.
Right. That's a good point. All right. What else you got, Kenny?
Tammy says, I just find it hard to believe that this is the place the plane went down after 10 other this is the place announcements. The plane landed somewhere.
It isn't there. What else?
Diego Garcia.
Yep.
It's on an island.
Larry says, someone needs to close this investigation until further notice. All this money is gone and it's over.
Yep, before we say $4 million a day or something.
See, that's the thing I find interesting is that, if a government is covering up some kind of a conspiracy, then that this plane was taken, that they're letting everybody.
It has to be worth it, yeah.
That they're just pouring money into this investigation looking for a plane that they know isn't really there.
But sooner or later it's going to be, you can't hide anymore. There's too much information.
Well,
there are too many people with cameras. There's too much internet and Twitter and Facebook and all that other stuff. It's too much. Can't hide things up anymore.
All right.
In a moment, we're going to listen to a conversation. Well, I hope you're going to listen. Edward Murger will join us with a focus on what the Supreme Court will do about the NSA. Coming right up here on Good Day.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient toxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ken and Rich and Jennifer and I have Edwin Murger here, who has a lot of experience as a lawyer, admitted to practice law in Florida, Georgia, District of Columbia, state district courts. He's a member of the bar of the U.S. Court of Claims, U.S. Military Court of Appeals. He's been admitted to the bar in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 8th, and 11th circuits. Interesting, Mr. Murger, you're not in the 9th district. I find that's one of the more controversial of all of the circuits, is it not?
It is. Too easy. The other's a little tougher.
Okay. All right. So you have taken on the responsibility, or you have a goal in mind to bring the matter of the National Security Agency and what it's doing surveillance-wise to Americans to the Supreme Court. How will you do that?
Well, first of all, you're going to have to take on the NSA. We as Americans are not used to being surveilled by our own government. Of course, since the implementation of the U.S. Patriot Act, things have changed drastically, very drastically, and very frankly, many of the liberties which we've had in the past have been taken from us.
Why don't you challenge that? Why is that not the place to start? The Patriot Act is egregious. Most people who bothered to read it upon its first appearance thought it was egregious, and it was voted upon anyway. And then when it was re-upped, people thought, what are these guys thinking? This is horrible. And yet we still have it, and we're still complaining about it. Why isn't that challenged?
Well, the place for it to be initially challenged, of course, is at the ballot box. When we as citizens elect the kind of Congress that passes such a terrible bill, we're the ones who are basically responsible. So the first thing that we want to do is elect people who are more interested in the citizens than in their own pockets.
So how do you do that, given the fact that the Supreme Court has just allowed or encouraged, in fact, people with lots of money to be pushing for either issues or personalities that they think will best help them?
Well, the question, of course, is who really runs the country? Is it moneyed people who actually run the country? It seems as if that's what the Supreme Court is saying.
Yeah.
When you're allowed to give any amount of money to a political candidate, what happens is that you not only bar those offices, but you sell the candidates that are opposed to your positions. I can't tell the Supreme Court how to run their business, but I can tell you that as a lawyer, I don't particularly care for their rulings.
All right, well, the ruling that most people are talking about today is the ruling from the Supreme Court that basically upholds a vote in Michigan to get rid of affirmative action. It's not about affirmative action, it was just affirming the vote. Do you see any signs of life or light there?
Well, years ago, back in the 60s, I was very involved with the civil rights movement, and I believed that affirmative action was the key. But that was going back almost 50 years. I think that the time for affirmative action has really passed its time for
Well, that's
life.
What the voters said, and that this was upholding a vote. It had nothing to do with affirmative action. It just had to do with a vote, whether citizens have the right to vote on things like this. And one would wonder if we were to take your issue of the NSA and put it before the voters, and voters state by state would say, figuring ultimately they would disapprove of the NSA doing what it's doing, then they'd have to stop because that's what the people say they want, right? Is that too simplistic?
Well, but you can't do that on a state level. You can't file suit in a state court and join the government from doing what they're doing. You'd have to start that out, of course, in the United States federal system.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of monies that are available to the Solicitor General of the United States or the Attorney General of the United States are such that very few people can afford to take right. on the government.
That's it. See, that's the whole problem in a nutshell. We're fighting against ourselves. Thanks for the overview. Good luck with the Supreme Court on the NSA. Edwin Marger here on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tigerlite is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tigerlite with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
This is John Bon Jovi.
Oh, man, you started a fight there.
What? Who's the boss?
Between the Jersey people. It's kind of like if you live in New York, you either like the Jets or the Giants, the Mets or the Yankees.
Bon Jovi's in New Jersey.
In Jersey, you either like Bon Jovi or the boss.
I like Bon Jovi. Don't tell Roberta.
I like the boss, actually. I like the boss better than Bon Jovi. But I don't live in New Jersey. So how does this matter? John Bon Jovi doing something very nice, though.
He's a good guy.
Helping the less fortunate in the city of brotherly love, i.e. Philadelphia. Story today at DougStephan.com about his attendance at the grand opening of a low-income housing development that bears his initials. It's the JBJ Soul Home, occupied by low-income tenants and some formerly homeless people in Philadelphia, 55 units. His Soul Foundation, Bon Jovi's Soul Foundation, and the Middleton Partnership provided the lead gift of $16 million in the Francisville neighborhood of Philadelphia to build the project. Also got some public funding as well. Residents now have access to social services, a group dedicated to ending homelessness called Project Home. It's a four-story building, has some retail space, office space, that sort of thing. Bon Jovi apparently is a longtime advocate for affordable housing. He's helped in Philadelphia and in Newark and other cities as well. He once owned the Philadelphia Soul Arena football team. I did not know that.
Yes.
Not a bad actor.
U571 that he was in?
Yeah.
That was a great movie. He was great in that.
Been in a number of movies, etc.
Let's just bring up the obvious. He's not that bad to look.
No, really. That's your point of view. Yes, that's your point of view. Okay. So let's move ourselves into another audio world for a moment or two. There's a YouTuber named Rob who realized that every segment of the song Happy is exactly 6 seconds long.
Hmm.
This sounds like something Richie would do. Obviously, this fellow had a lot of time on his hands, but what he's created is really fascinating. So you can check this out as a video of the day at DougStephan.com. Our video of the day today, videos of the Blue Angels. The video gives you a different look from the cockpit of one of the planes. Very cool stuff. But this video from yesterday has audio attached to it. This is many smartphones, different Vine videos looped together to mimic the song Happy. Again, 6 seconds long.
Vine videos are 6 seconds long,
right,
so that's going to connection.
The length limit for videos on Vine is 6 seconds. So let's see what we get audio-wise here. But I know it's cooler to watch it.
So he's playing every single 6 second part of this off of a different iPhone that people have posted.
Can he sing?
Yeah. No.
Come on, Ken. How are you doing that?
Happy. Doesn't that seriously sound like Kenny would sing?
Ken, I'd reach through the microphone and straddle and strangle him right now if I were you.
I don't know. Let's hear you sing, Ken. Let's go.
Hey, it's 27 past the hour.
That's amazing.
It is
that
amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Very clever.
That you can take all the pieces of that musical puzzle and put them together like that using an iPhone.
Yeah. Very clever. People are clever.
And have too much time on their hands.
Yeah. Speaking of clever, when you listen to the program in a matter of moments, you'll be hearing some medical information, news, a tune-up, if you will, from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who will be able to reach right into your mind and hit a couple of matters of interest health-wise. Dr. Jack coming up in the next half hour of Good Day.
Aspirin, acetaminophens like Tylenol, and ibuprofens like Aleve and Advil.
You know, people assume because they're over-the-counter, they're safe, and there's sometimes people are surprised when I talk to them about the potential risks.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Sherry Turcos is a holistic pharmacist working in Ontario, Canada.
For example, acetaminophen in higher dosages or when combined with certain medications or when taken with alcohol can really increase the risk of liver toxicity, liver damage.
And misusing these medications by combining them may not be the best idea either.
In an arthritis remedy, and maybe you're also taking it in a cold remedy, that combination of dosages could put you in the range of receiving potential adverse effects, especially on the liver.
So how much of these meds is too much, and what other side effects can some of these meds cause? It's best to check with your doctor or pharmacist before you load up. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Congratulations, Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few minutes for the focus on Medicare and how he, as an independent doctor, is getting paid by you if you're on Medicare. Meanwhile, let's see here. I've got, what about, do we care about the Russian gunman over in Ukraine holding an American journalist hostage?
Yes.
We do?
I do.
Simon Ostrovsky. Doesn't sound like an American. Well, wait a minute. That wouldn't be fair for me to say, right? Because we have all kinds of different names that are Americans.
We're a melting pot.
We are. All right, so what's the story? He's being held captive. Why only him? There are a lot of Western journalists. Why did this guy get caught? I don't know the reason. That's why I'm asking the question. Nobody knows? Okay.
You brought the story up.
Well, but the story doesn't explain why it's him and not a lot of other journalists. There are thousands of journalists running around Ukraine. Why this guy? In the
State Department says they are aware of it and currently in contact.
What does that mean?
With the newspaper.
No. Really? All right, here's the story that
taken by the militia in the town of Slovyansk.
Yeah. 25 before the hour on Good Day. The stowaway who was in the wheel well of the plane that took off from San Jose, went to Hawaii. Surveillance video made public yesterday shows this teenager, 16 years old, who flew to Hawaii in the wheel well of the jetliner, was on the airfield in San Jose 7 hours. He wandered around the airport for 7 hours, and nobody paid any attention to him. So they arrest this kid. They should arrest the people that are running the airport at San Jose.
That's
they're
horrific.
Looking for protection.
No, they should fire the people
okay.
at San
right.
Jose.
Thank you.
But they should still arrest this kid. He still broke the law just because they're incompetent.
I know. He was looking for his mom, though. How sad is that? He was trying to get to Somalia.
Hey, I'd love to go see my parents. They're on the other side of the country, but I'm pretty sure if I hop the fence at the airport.
Yeah, and I think he should be arrested, too. I understand. I'm just saying how sad that he felt desperate enough to get on a real well of a plane to find
I want a visualization of Ken Kessler going over the fence at the San Diego airport.
And would cut and go under the fence, not over it.
Through the fence.
Go through the fence, right.
Yeah, get Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger to bring a pair of wire cutters, and they'll fix you right up.
That's pretty funny.
Send them Come on, Kenny. This way.
Yeah, right. Kenny, this way. 7 hours, though. That's pretty...
Hey, you can. You come this way with me.
It's not like San Jose is a small airport. It's a pretty good-sized airport. So, okay. After years of living with Robert Ponce's blindness, a retinal prosthesis has been implanted to help him see, prompting him, prompting his wife to say something she never thought she'd say. You have a bionic eye. Remember the bionic man? How many years ago?
Wait a second. That's what she prompted him to say.
Right. And prompting him to say something he never thought he'd say.
Like, you
I thought you were a lot better looking than this.
You have a bionic eye.
You told me you were a blonde. 36, 22, 36.
Fairly, sir. I have a bionic eye.
You said you looked like Farrah Fawcett.
Uh-huh. All right. So, see, if you don't have eyes...
What if they do get a divorce? I mean, does that make...
Yeah, what if the headline tomorrow is man with bionic eyes sues for divorce?
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. All right, let's see here.
It's cool, though, by the way.
Yeah. The New York Police Department.
This is the best story of the day.
Thought it would be a good idea to launch a Twitter campaign to drum up support for the police.
Right.
Under the new administration of Mr. Blah Blasio... They use the hashtag MyNYPD and ask residents of New York to post pictures of themselves with police officers. Cool, right? Nice idea. So now the police department is flooded with pictures, but the pictures that were posted didn't necessarily show the friendly photos they were hoping for. This would not have happened under Frank Reagan, by the way.
Never.
Frank Reagan.
Love
would
that
never.
Show. Blue Bloods, yeah, excellent.
Yeah, very good show. Anyway, the picture after picture after picture after picture after picture that people are seeing shows the police aggressively apprehending suspects. Police brutality.
The one with the guy with his chest down on the ground and the two cops with their knees in his back and his head is up and he's like screaming. And then the other one with the guy laying on his back with the cop's knee on his neck and he's holding an American flag, obviously kind of a protester guy. And then there's a picture of a guy being run over by a police motorcycle.
Hashtag my NYPD. Yay. Do you think they're going to win?
This is so classic.
I mean, really, what dummy didn't expect this?
The arrogance of people is astounding. All right, just Bill Blasio is a moroni. I mean, it's hard to live up to the credentials that the former mayor, Mr. Bloomberg, had. But this guy
probably had nothing to do with this, but still, he's going to take
it. I mean, well, he should have. If he's the mayor of New York, I don't know what's going on.
The boss.
Right.
But he doesn't run the police department.
I think he's as close to puking Putin as we have here in this country. How do you like that?
Really?
Yeah. I don't like him at all.
I can tell.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch. How many people?
Nice things to say about you, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. How many people, and justifiably so, Jennifer? Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Dr. Jack Stockwell in a moment. First, though, I want to know how the coffee routine is going, because more and more people are responding after the first week of us talking about BuzzBox coffee. Going to DougStefan.com. Click on the orange box. If you want really good coffee, let's see, who's drinking it? Roberta is drinking it.
She loves it.
Jennifer is drinking it.
I had a cup this morning, and boy, did I suck it down. I needed it.
Well, what does it do for you? Meredith's drinking it.
It wakes me up.
Who else is it? Well, but is it better? Michael Fortier of our staff says it's better than Seattle's best coffee, better than Starbucks, better than Dunkin' Donuts, better than McDonald's.
You know, it's a really good coffee, and it's not too harsh. And I think I've told you this before, Dougie, but like sometimes Starbucks coffee is a little too much for me. It does a number on me.
Yeah.
The acid.
Yeah.
This coffee is just really smooth, and it still has flavor to it. It's got, I don't know, it tastes like it's good for you almost, which is, you know, and it is, I guess.
Coffee's, you will find the way by going to the BuzzBox box at DougStefan.com, the way to order this coffee. Customer satisfaction is so important to them. They want to know, the people in the community of BuzzBox want to know that you are very satisfied. And they have a full-service platform to provide you with all kinds of help, deliver the coffees to you, make sure that you are satisfied with the various varieties, the choices, the roasts, the brew types. Everything is customized for you. Shipment reminders, there's an app for easy account access, all kinds of things. I'm involved in it because it's helping two things. And if you click onto the BuzzBox, you'll see a picture of me talking to a cow. And that sort of gives you a clue as to what this is all about. The essence of how it will help my farm, and it'll help a lot of people around the world get good nutrition through dairy. That's why I'm providing this. You hear the thunder?
I hear that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Big time.
Yep. Anyway.
Even God likes the coffee.
God likes BuzzBox coffee. And there it is. Speaking now from his throne on high, God says, check out BuzzBox coffee at DougStefan.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked Oats and Chocolate, Cinnamon, Mixed Berry, and Banana Bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Hi, 15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Time for our weekly visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of the 24 NUCA board certified doctors here in America. He has his Forbidden Doctor newsletter, which sort of gives you the tone of his attitude toward the medical community in general. JackStockwell.com. Just came back from a trip to Scotland. Had a nice time. You enjoyed the Scots? You went to Scotland to see the Scots?
Yes.
You liked it?
We spent some time in Edinburgh.
Yeah. Nice country. I will tell you something. Meredith and I had dinner with Jack and his wife at the airport before they went to England. all of us ate responsibly. Jack had the grossest hot dog I ever saw in my life for dinner. It was so.
But what didn't I eat? What didn't I eat?
You didn't eat the skin, did you? You took the skin off?
I didn't eat the roll.
You didn't eat the roll.
That's right. I did not eat the bread. No fries, nothing else, just the meat.
Yeah, right.
Just the meat.
That's still gross.
And when you say meat, that goes in quotes. Meat.
Yeah, right. Wow.
Hot dog meat.
I know Jack well enough to have fun with him, and I did. I sat across from him. I said, "You're not going to eat that, are you?" And I think I used an expletive. And he just looked at me and said, it wasn't just a small hot dog, Richie. This was a big.
Oh, yeah. The jumbo hot dogs.
Yeah. Oh, my.
I wouldn't expect anything less from Dr.
Thanks, Jen. It was a Boston. It was a Boston hot dog.
Gotta have it.
It was cooked good beer. Football teams, good
you
baseball
drank a beer.
Teams, good
I've never seen you drink a beer before. You had a glass of beer.
That was a non-alcoholic.
It was?
Yes.
Why even have
why?
Why not have water?
It goes good with a beer. I mean, it goes good with a hot dog.
Okay. We got
you had to have alcohol. Come on, Jack.
We got to get to some medical information here. All right. How are you getting paid by Medicare? Doctors in general, I don't even know whether you take Medicare patients or not. I forget to ask you.
Well, of course I do. I have to. I don't have any choice.
Really?
And the thing you need to know about Medicare is that it's just another form of pharmaceutical control of the health industry.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. We just got through taking care of a young... Well, we started to take care of a young lady here just before Mary and I took off, who over the last decade or so has been suffering terribly from Crohn's disease. Mm-hmm. And she told us all along the way, over 10 years, all the various surgeries, all the operations, everything else that has taken place... the taxpayers have spent over $1 million for her care.
Oh my God.
And the care that has been rendered, of course, taxpayers supported, the care that has been rendered has just been standard pharmaceutical surgical approach to a problem that is simply malnutrition. So whether you're doing it with Medicare or you're doing it with some of the national insurance companies or regional insurance, whatever, they are all oriented towards one goal, surgery and drugs for anything or everything.
Surgery and drugs for everyone.
That's about it. And so whether it's Medicare or regular insurance coverage for everybody else or this affordable. Now, there is one little shining, glimmering hope in the new Affordable Care Act. It's pushing for more acceptance and inclusion of alternative health care into medical practice in a hospital setting. Now, whether that ever happens or not,
that
I don't know.
That is, they'll pay for the procedures. The insurance companies pay for the procedures.
But this
That's
girl,
the idea.
Yeah, and after 10 years now, this girl is now bleeding internally.
Wow.
And so she heard about us, she heard about Mary, but after years of Medicare paid support, she is now bleeding internally. And that, so we're going to be able to take care of her. It's going to take a little while to recover from this.
Yeah.
But this is a disease of malnutrition that is trying to be approached with drugs and surgery.
Yeah.
And so we're going to get her back on the right track. And whether, you know, and Medicare is not going to cover what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare will cover chiropractic a very limited amount. And it gets less every year that goes by.
Yeah, that's what all the doctors are saying.
But everything we're going to have to do for her is going to have to come out of pocket.
Mm.
Now, it's not going to be anything, even a thousandth of a percent of what you and I and taxpayers have been able to pay for this.
Mm.
But, that's the thing about Medicare. It's there for the older people. The ACA, the Affordable Care Act, should have been Medicare for everybody. Mm. If you're going to do it the right way, you have single payer, Medicare for everybody instead of the stupid system they have now. And that might actually have a chance of working. But still, whether it's coming from government funding or your own insurance reimbursement, it is still controlled by the pharmaceutical interests.
It's very
they don't want you looking at anything but drugs and surgery.
How scary is the trend of doctors going cash only?
That's a good idea. It's a good idea because they're going to have to compete. That's because before there was just universal or general insurance coverage, medical costs were rather low.
Mm.
But as soon as the insurance got in there, and it was, you know, that's how the combine got started.
Yeah.
Then prices started going up and going up and going up, and it was blamed on research, and it was blamed on new innovations and greater technology in the operating room and all this stuff, which, no argument, they have some rather fantastic things they're able to do today. But if this stuff wasn't covered by insurance, they would have to compete, and prices would drop.
One of the things that comes as a result of not our discussion with Jack, but in general, the Congressional Budget Office says the Affordable Health Care Act will cost 2.5 million full-time jobs this year. So
yes,
they figure that one out. Oh,
yes,
no, that
exactly.
Won't happen. Yeah, of course it's good.
They'll have those numbers changed quickly.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his website, jackstockwell.com, for his Forbidden Doctor newsletter.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working in no more.
Thank you. That's Rich McFadden's theme song. Sings it to me every morning before he goes on the air.
Take this job.
Richie, start it over again.
I got a little bit more meaning in mind.
But start it from the top.
Okay. Take this job and shove it.
I love the way he says
it. I ain't working here no more.
I ain't working here no more.
A woman done left.
Woman done left.
I was working for.
Took all the reasons I was working for.
You better not try to stand in my way.
Don't get in my way, Richie. I'm walking out that door.
Take this job and shove it.
I have a meeting of the farm workers in about an hour.
You might hear this once or twice, right?
This is Johnny Paycheck. Movie of the same name was number one during this week in 1981. Take this job and shove it. So what was the movie about, Chuck, or other than the obvious?
I don't. Honestly, I don't recall it.
You've never DVR'd this?
I do remember it.
Well, not DVR'd it, but gone and gotten a DV. What am I looking for?
DVR?
DVD? DVD,
VCR?
That too. Yeah, no, DVD, thank you. And DVD? Play. You haven't ever seen this movie, Chucker? I'm ashamed of you. You should be. You ought to know what all the movies that have ever been produced look like.
I do know most of them, but I don't think I ever saw the film in its entirety. I have to be honest. I don't think it was very good.
Let's see.
Really?
The Allison Group has bought four beer breweries in difficulties. The young but rising top manager, Frank Macklin, is sent to reorganize one of them, and one of which happens to be the main company in his hometown. At first, all of his old buddies are reluctant to have him as the new boss, but since they can't save all of them, with the severe changes, the climate soon changes.
What was the cast composed of?
The cast was, I got to go back one here. Hold on a second. Cast, Robert Hayes, Art Carney, Barbara Hershey, and
Eddie Albert.
And Eddie Albert, yeah.
There you go. Kenny,
Charlie Mitch was in it.
Robert Hayes was the star of the Airplane movies. For those
Right.
Yep. All right, so there's that historical perspective on a piece of Americana that's very important to our history.
Very important.
And heritage. Chuck Curry has some more movie news for us and an idea or two or an image or two that he wants to etch in your mind coming right up here on Good Day.
Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals like top-quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot. Gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49. Plus, more deals at your local store. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find a store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Master.
Hey, no dummy.
All right. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with some movie news. Snooze or lose the news.
Filming just got underway, Doug, on Terminator Genesis, the overall fifth entry in the Terminator franchise. Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger will be back as a signature cyborg character, but there's a lot of good acting producing talent around him, and I've read some synopsis of the storyline, and I have a feeling this film is going to be quite good. Also, filming has begun on Jurassic World, the fourth entry in Universal's very popular Jurassic Park franchise, currently filming in Hawaii, and The Avengers 2, Age of Ultron has begun production. Robert Downey Jr. once again returns as Iron Man. All three of these films come out next summer, which means next summer is going to be pretty good. One other bit of news, Disney chairman Alan Horn says that the Star Wars films will have budgets right around the $175, $200 million mark, which puts it on par with most big tentpole potential blockbuster films. Now, the studio also says most of the casting has been completed, but they're keeping everything top secret. Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher are expected to return. And like I said, if they do, the film's going to be enormous.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, everybody wants to see Harrison Ford back again. These movies opened on this date in 1998, Chucker. Mm-hmm. Firestorm, Howie Long, Scott Glenn, William Forsythe, I remember that.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I remember. Howie Long signed like a three-picture deal. He only did this film, and that was it.
Because he wasn't exactly...
I guess it didn't make money, and I guess the movie career sort of went up in smoke.
Right. Well, the same thing could be said for Steve Austin, right? Those guys, they have no real
Roddy
charisma.
Piper.
Yeah. All right. So Chuck Curry, our movie man, you can hear him every day at this time on Good Day. You can find out about him and his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. Check out his credentials in the contributors box at DougStephan.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.